serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Extreme heat across much of the country. In Chicago, the heat index will make it feel like 110 degrees today. That heat moving eastward. More than 60 Philadelphia area schools are letting kids out early because there's no air conditioning in the classrooms. Members of a congressional task force investigating the attempted assassination of Donald Trump visited Butler, Pennsylvania this week.
After the lawmakers toured the fairgrounds, Democratic Representative Glenn Ivey making it clear that the task force is united in its mission.
We weren't going to let politics get in the middle of this, that we were going to work together to get this done in a very quick and expeditious way.
Members of the bipartisan group saying they're focused on a swift and thorough investigation. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says senior Biden administration officials pressured Facebook to censor some COVID-19 content during the pandemic. Zuckerberg writing a letter to Congress this week saying, "I believe government pressure was wrong, and I regret that we were not more outspoken about it." This is ABC News. A key decision could come soon, as today in Utah, in the case of Corey Richens, accused of killing her husband and then writing a children's book.
A hearing is underway to determine if there's enough evidence to put 34-year-old Corey Richens on trial for the murder of her husband, Eric. Prosecutors say in 2022, Corey poisoned Eric with a cocktail laced with five times the lethal dose of fentanyl. The couple's housekeeper, Carmen Lauber, claims she sold fentanyl to Corey. But the defense argues prosecutors promised Lauber a reduced sentence in exchange for her testimony.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Testimony continues today in the trial of the FTC's challenge to a merger of grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. And it was a deal definitely too good to be true. First class airline seats for 85% off. Qantas Airlines saying it was an accident that $20,000 tickets were selling for $3,400 each. About 300 were sold. The airline says people who bought them can still fly, but in business class. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More campaign stops here in Wisconsin this week as the two presidential campaigns eye to get the Badger State on their side. Former President Donald Trump is coming to La Crosse on Thursday. He'll be hosting a town hall. And just announced on Monday, Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance is coming to De Pere. He'll deliver a speech at a business. Vance in particular has been here a lot recently, even joking last week that he basically lives in Wisconsin now. The last visit from the Harris-Walz campaign was in Milwaukee on Tuesday. No word yet on their next visit. And some fast food workers in southern Wisconsin will soon be out of work. KFC is closing more than 24 locations across the Midwest. This specific group of restaurants is owned by a franchisee called FYM. Five Wisconsin locations have shut their doors. They're in Beloit, Janesville, Reedsburg, Stoughton, and Watertown. That leaves 81 people without jobs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Sunday, September 1st, from 8:30 in the morning to noon, at Copper Falls State Park, it's Pancakes in the Park, featuring homemade pancakes, local maple syrup, sausage and bacon, fresh fruit, coffee, tea, milk, and juice. It is $5 for a one pancake meal, which is considered a kid's portion, $8 for a two pancakes meal, $10 for a three pancakes meal, and a state park admission sticker is required. Proceeds support park trails. Again, that is Sunday, September 1st, from 8:30 in the morning to noon at Copper Falls State Park Pavilion in Mellon for Pancakes in the Park. Then on the same day, Sunday, September 1st, beginning at noon, it's the 68th Annual Turkey Shoot, hosted by American Legion Jensen Hansen Post 394 in Loretta. As mentioned, lunch is served from noon on, shooting starts at 12:30, and such things will be featured as a Turkey Shoot cash raffle and gun raffles, with lunch served by Auxiliary Unit 394. I'm Austin Murray, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Marion Hsu, age 86, Phillips, passed away suddenly on August 22nd. Marion is survived by her children, Rose Knobloch, Debbie Mallon, Kenny Anderson, Barb Blanick, and by her stepchildren, Linda Schilling, Tim Hsu, by Diane Padora, and by Chris Scanlon. Further survived by 16 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, five great-great-grandchildren, and by her brother, Donald, and many nieces and nephews. There will be a memorial service at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home in Phillips at 2 p.m. on Friday, August 30th. Visitation will begin at 1 p.m. and continue until the start of the service. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marion Hsu, 86, of Phillips. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Badgers ready for a new season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers host Western Michigan on Friday night. Wisconsin finished with a disappointing 7-6 record last season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
And if I would say anything about last year, that's where I think after week one and two, I did recognize one of our, you know, shortcomings was our ability to problem solve. As things changed within a game, as things changed from the start of a game, because, you know, I felt like last year we were really good with the things we prepared for, but we were not nearly as good with the things that we hadn't prepared for and to be able to problem solve. And I think we'll get a great look at that in week one.
NFL, the Packers have a new backup quarterback. They traded a 7th-round pick to the Titans for Malik Willis, who now has to learn a new playbook by next week.
Without preparation, you never feel comfortable. You never feel like you're able to go do your best. I just want to take every day like this my last and just learn as much as I can, retain that information, and go out there and try to do it the next day.
That's the Packers' new backup quarterback, Malik Willis, with sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 78 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. A few thunderstorms tonight, 57 tomorrow, partly cloudy, and a bit cooler with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67. 98 Q Country.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's this kiss, unstoppable. This kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky. Oh, you can kiss
sexual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's a subliminal. This kiss, this kiss. It's criminal. This kiss, this kiss. It's the way you love me, baby.
The way you love me, baby.
It's the way you love me, darling. Yeah. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's a subliminal. This kiss, this kiss. It's criminal.
Here, boy, take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, Daddy, I know. I'm 15, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. What I wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free. Cruising up and down Maine in my F-150. Roll the windows down, bass too loud. From this burned CD, I'll be right where I want to be when I'm 16. Now that I can drive, finally feeling alive, but I got this curfew. Sneaking in late, smelling like my girlfriend's perfume. People talking about college and knowledge, and that's alright. But all I'm thinking about is an unsupervised Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18, wild and free. Buzzing off a can of that grizzly wintergreen. Looking old enough to pull off this fake ID. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 18, 18. I'm old enough to vote, but they turn me away when I go to the Cotton Eye Joe. They say the grass is always greener, and I believe that's right. But my friends are off to Vegas, and they're leaving me behind. What I wouldn't give to be 21, wild and free. Open up a cold one and drink it legally. Chase a bunch of girls, go see the world, let my wild streak run. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 21, 21. Couple dogs and a couple songs on the radio. And we sit around and we laugh about how we used to be when all we cared about was turning 16.
This is great.
Oh, that's so great.
Great. It's the best radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it. 98Q Country.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the sky. sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burning your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory. Devil's driving that long black train.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from her first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl.
pigtails, blowing out candles on a birthday cake. She's a driving off to college, tear in her mama's eyes. Yeah, she's a daddy's girl, better treat her right, cause she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's daughter.
I love their variety.
98 Q Country.
Baby, I wouldn't mind knowing just how long gone are you gonna be? How am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me,
it's a legitimate question if you think about it. Brooks and Dunn. How long gone? At 98Q Country, we've got, what do we got here? 27 past 7. And we've got a 27th day of August going for you. All right, how you doing? How you feeling this morning? Hopefully you survived. That was just a close, humid, just a hot day yesterday. It was like every day in Florida is what it was like. Well, in summer anyway. So we'll cool it off a little bit here. It's still a little bit humid out there, but we'll get back to some more manageable temperatures here once we get this whole storm system slid through, which it has for the most part. The brunt of the storms have moved through, and like with any other storm system, some areas got some pretty significant rain and wind, maybe even some hail in some areas, and other areas just the old-fashioned thunderstorm. Temperatures today will rise to 80. Temperatures will remain upper 70s and near 80 right through Saturday, and cooling off a little bit next week, but still, rather warm. August is usually one of the warmer months of the year. So we'll make it happen. Good job by all the folks involved with the Price County Tavern League yesterday. Big G and Gray and I and our drafted superstar Jalen from the Westwood Golf Course played in the event yesterday. Shot, I think we finished one under par. Couple of chip-ins. Nice long putt contributed to our ability to have a pretty good round. It was a nice day. Well, it was hot. I mean, when we found the shade and there was a little bit of a breeze, it was pleasant. But there were moments in the sun where I was thinking to myself, "Who's the benefactor of my life insurance policy? Do I have that correct?" Because it was a bit much at times yesterday. Brewers are going to be back in action today. They're sitting 10 games up in the division, still sitting all right. The Cubbies are making a little bit of a push. I think the Cubs have won like 7 of their last 10. So I think I don't know if they've got a shot. I haven't really looked at the wild card standings in the National League. Were crazy for a while. You had a lot of teams within just a little bit of a window of like one or two losses. So let's take a look here at the National League. What do we got? Arizona leading the wild card. Arizona, San Diego, Atlanta. And then you've got the Mets sitting 3 games back. Cubs are 5.5 back in the wild card. That's a lot of room to make up in the last 30 days, but possible. They could do it. The Cardinals are right there, too, at 6 back. So not out of the realm of possibility that the Cubs or the Cardinals could make a wild card run, but they're going to have a very special, 30 games to go in the season. You know, if you're going to make up 5 games, you're probably going to have to go like 25-5 or maybe 20-25 wins at least to have a shot at that. Well, the good news, I got good news for you this morning. Olive Garden, the national chain Olive Garden, has brought back their never-ending pasta bowl promotion. They're bringing that back again, which would make sense, you would think, because pasta's not really that expensive. So, yeah, you go for that. So Olive Garden bringing back the never-ending pasta bowl. In a related story, the the CDC has just reported that the average American's lifespan has just dropped by 0.7 years with the announcement of that Olive Garden pasta deal. I saw yesterday, too, where Red Lobster announced they're closing 23 more locations across the country, 2 of those over in the Twin Cities area. As Red Lobster continues to bounce back from, it's an interesting story. I read a story on one of the news sites a few months back about what happened with Red Lobster, and it was very interesting. It basically involved a company that was supplying a lot of the seafood to Red Lobster, buying Red Lobster, and then having no idea how to run it. And they kind of ran it into the ground, and now they're trying to come back. If you are a fan of seafood, I mean, there's good places to get seafood, but it's hard. You know, it's hard for smaller town restaurants to keep fresh crab legs. Now, shrimp is doable, but I'm talking about, fresh crab, crab legs. But you go to the bigger cities because there's a lot more people, and more people are consuming them. You can get places like Red Lobster have their place, and they can be a nice little treat sometimes. What else? John Alfred Tenniswood. He is the world's oldest living man. Usually when we announce that, it's not good news for the world's oldest living man, but he celebrated his 112th birthday yesterday. John Alfred Tenniswood, and he lives in England. 112. Just a few weeks after Robert Kennedy Jr. admitted to dumping a dead bear in Central Park, his daughter also shared a story about him cutting off a beached whale's head and driving home with it, tied to the hood of the family car. Number one, why would you do that? And number two, if you're Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s daughter, why are you telling that story? why are you sharing that with maybe she just told a friend and then the friend told a friend, and cutting off a beached whale's head and driving home with the beached whale's head on the hood of the family car. It would make for a nice hood ornament if you think about it. You know, your old 74 Chevy pickup with the old whale's head on the front. It's a good look. What else here? Nothing else you want to know about. Yeah, we're too close to election time to talk about any of that stuff. We got your Park Falls BP helping you out with coffee and cappuccino and all that stuff. So they'll get you moving here today. So swing on in there, fuel up your car, fuel up you at your local Park Falls BP. They're right next to McDonald's, right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls. Big weekend. Glidden Community Fair, of course, a big weekend. We're going to be out there this weekend. We're going to be out there Friday night. We're going to be at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden on Friday. Big G's going to be there broadcasting. We got the prize wheel with all kinds of fun prizes on there. So stop by Lena's because Friday they're having the big street dance down there, of course. And Big G will be set up right there broadcasting. So swing on by, say hi, sign up for our brand new 98Q newsletter with local stories and weather going out each week. So he'll be there on Friday. I think we're going to be up at the Glidden Fair, I believe, on Saturday broadcasting also. In the afternoon, and we've got a couple of high school football games for you this weekend. We've got Shawamigan on Thursday hosting Winter Birchwood, and I'll be there bringing you that game on Thursday night. And then on Saturday, we've got Jeff Haken and the boys headed to Wausau Newman as Phillips will take on Wausau Newman Catholic Saturday at 1 o'clock. Little Brewers sprinkled in there. No Packers. They're off until their season opener a week from Friday. Twice an hour, we get you updated on what's going on as far as news and sports. So let's get ABC in here with our twice an hour news and sports update. We will do that. If you can give me just a second, we'll get right to it.
It pays to be a member of the Medford Cooperative. We're giving cash back to our members that qualify. Pick up your patronage rewards check during our patronage check event on Wednesday, August 28th from 9 a.m. to noon at Medford Cooperative C-Store in Phillips. Come and pick up your check and get entered into a drawing for some great prizes. Not a member? You can learn more and sign up during this membership event. Stop by Phillips Senex on Wednesday, August 28th from 9 a.m. to noon. Thank you for supporting and partnering with us to keep profits local, to build strong communities. Medford Cooperative, your cooperative since 1911.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Extreme heat across much of the country. In Chicago, the heat index will make it feel like 110 degrees today. That heat moving eastward. More than 60 Philadelphia area schools are letting kids out early because there's no air conditioning in the classrooms. Members of a congressional task force investigating the attempted assassination of Donald Trump visited Butler, Pennsylvania this week.
After the lawmakers toured the fairgrounds, Democratic Representative Glenn Ivey making it clear that the task force is united in its mission.
We weren't going to let politics get in the middle of this, that we were going to work together to get this done in a very quick and expeditious way.
Members of the bipartisan group saying they're focused on a swift and thorough investigation. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says senior Biden administration officials pressured Facebook to censor some COVID-19 content during the pandemic. Zuckerberg writing a letter to Congress this week saying, "I believe government pressure was wrong, and I regret that we were not more outspoken about it." This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's time to send kids back to school, and that means ensuring they're vaccinated to keep them and their classmates safe. Here's Melissa Kay.
The new guidelines for school vaccinations go into effect for the 2024-25 school year. These updates aim to provide better protection against serious diseases. Dr. Natalie Weeks is a family medicine physician.
Back in the day when we didn't have vaccines for these illnesses, unfortunately, children did pass away from these diseases, and we are very lucky that we have these vaccines.
Dr. Weeks encourages you to talk with your child's primary care provider.
And money from the National Park Service will help some historic sites here in Wisconsin. Grants will help maintain places like Ringling Brothers Circus Headquarters in Baraboo, the National Soldiers Home Governor's Mansion and Chapel in Milwaukee, and the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Wauwatosa. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The American Red Cross is facing an emergency blood shortage. Weather in recent weeks has added to the summer shortfall in donations by forcing the cancellation of nearly 60 blood drives throughout the country. In Wisconsin, 282 blood drives have been canceled due to weather over the last 10 years, including 36 so far this year. To make an appointment to donate, you can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-733-2767. In thanks, all who come to give through August 31st will get a $20 Amazon gift card by email. You can see redcrossblood.org/help for details. Those who come to give September 1st through the 15th will receive an exclusive Red Cross Raglan t-shirt while supplies last. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Badgers ready for a new season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers host Western Michigan on Friday night. Wisconsin finished with a disappointing 7-6 record last season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
And if I would say anything about last year, that's where I think after week one and two, I did recognize one of our shortcomings was our ability to problem solve. As things changed within a game, as things changed from the start of a game, because, I felt like last year we were really good with the things we prepared for. But we were not nearly as good with the things that we hadn't prepared for and to be able to problem solve. And I think we'll get a great look at that in week one.
NFL, the Packers have a new backup quarterback. They traded a 7th-round pick to the Titans for Malik Willis, who now has to learn a new playbook by next week.
Without preparation, you never feel comfortable. You never feel like you're able to go do your best. I just want to take every day like this my last and just learn as much as I can, retain that information, and go out there and try to do it the next day.
That's the Packers' new backup quarterback, Malik Willis, with sports on Mike Clemens.
The Glidden Community Fair announces 3 big days of celebrating August 31st to September 2nd at beautiful Marion Park. Sunday's events will be arts, craft stand, a flea market, more softball, and at noon will be a cornhole contest, quarter bingo and frog jumping contests, and at 1 p.m. it's the mud run. At 3 p.m., bring the kids to the Sawdust Dig, sponsored by Northwoods Community Credit Union. Enjoy all your favorite cool beverages, grab some food from concessions, and corn from the corn roast. At 8 p.m., enjoy music by Smoke Road. We'll see you at the Glidden Community Fair, located at Marion Park.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Join the excitement at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin on Friday, August 30th from 4:30 to 7:30 for a fantastic Glidden Fair kickoff. Enjoy family fun for all ages with games and activities from the Phillips Children's Museum, classic cars and 50s and 60s music. Spin the 9AQ Country Prize Wheel for local business certificates and savor delicious food and drink specials from Lena's. Don't miss out. Come and make some memories on Friday, August 30th from 4:30 to 7:30 at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 78 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. A few thunderstorms tonight, 57 tomorrow, partly cloudy, and a bit cooler with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
98Q Country.
I remember when I first met you, sipping coffee in a corner booth. You were twirling your hair and I just had to stare for a minute or two. I was laughing at your stack of books, then you shot me that smile. Hey, beautiful girl, in your own little world, let me in it. You got all of my attention, you ain't even trying. Yeah, you're my kind of different, and I've never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades all spinning in the summer rain, dancing when there ain't no music, just the right kind of crazy. But baby, something about you, rocking that rock and roll t-shirt, whole party dressed up, but you just doing your thing. Ain't nobody ever seen nothing like you. When you're wearing them purple untied shoestrings, you're a light in the dark and you're stirring my heart like a gypsy. I love the way that you kiss me in front of everybody. So baby, come and kiss me. They ain't never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades all spinning in the summer rain. Like you.
where summer sounds best.
Let's go.
It's a simple wine. It's summertime. It's gonna be a long hot summer. This is the gathering. No way I'm gonna beat this summer with you.
That's summer in the country.
98 Q Country.
At 7:48 each Tuesday mornings now, we're going to get you updated on what's going on with the Butternut Schools. Part of our ongoing feature of giving you good local information. And Butternut, we featured last week a little bit. We talked more about the school side, and now we got Athletic Director Troy Sherwinski with us to talk a little Butternut sports. Troy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
Hey, how was your summer?
Pretty good. Short, though.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're back at it now with the school coming next week, of course, and fall sports. So what's the fall sports season looking like for the Butternut kids there?
Pretty much everything is underway now. High school volleyball got going a couple weeks ago. Practice, they had a scrimmage at Clayton on Saturday. Sounds like it's a pretty competitive scrimmage. They did well there. Tonight they get to kick off their season at Shawamigan late this afternoon with a tournament there.
All right.
Cross country has their first meet at Tim's Hill on Thursday. And then the middle school girls just started their first practice last night. I think a week from Friday we're at home against South Shore to start our season.
Okay. All right. And we got some of the do we have any Butternut players co-opted with the football team this year?
I believe there's one or two in high school and maybe one or two in middle school. And then there's a couple playing on the Raptors that I've heard of. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're starting to get some numbers back into football as well.
All right. Fantastic. And cross country, we've got a few runners in there. That's a kind of an individual slash team sport anyway. So,
yeah, our high school numbers are down a little bit. The middle school's got some good numbers. But the high school is led by Caitlin Bebo. Obviously, as a freshman, she had a great year. And I think last year she ran through some injuries a little bit. But looking to get her back up on top of the conference again, hopefully. Yeah. I know she puts in the time for it and pretty good runner.
Yeah. And boy, volleyball, we got a lot of good competition, of course, around the area with Phillips and Prentice and Shawamigan coming on, and never a need to travel too far to find good competition for our Butternut volleyball team, right?
Yeah, definitely competitive schedules. We'll see, I think, each of those teams in a tournament someplace. So We had an exciting year last year, lost some seniors, but we've got some girls stepping up. We've got solid numbers. Talented freshman class, talented sophomore class.
Nice.
Senior leadership by Kendra Fritzel and Isabel Przybylski. So looking forward to them. As soon as they get those younger ones in the groove, we should be another pretty solid team again this year.
Fantastic. Where can people go online to follow Butternut Sports? Where's a good place to do that, Troy?
Well, on the school's website, the calendar, sports calendar will always be there. And then Coach Cindy Fritzel does